Hello, everyone. I'm Scott Kirshner, pastor here at Holden Village. I hope that everyone has this red hymnal. We'll need that for Vespers tonight. Vespers is going to be led by co-director Steph Carpenter. And at the end of the service, we'll be having a blessing for our students and teachers on this eve of their first day of school. So that'll be at the end of our service.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steph, for the third time. Sure. I would like to start this evening singing hymn number 808, Lord Jesus, You Shall Be My Song. Number 808. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for being here with us this night. May our time gathered for worship lead us to your loving embrace. Amen. Mind the gap. Mind the gap. The other day, Carol Hinderly was wearing a little button that said, Mind the gap. Which was bizarre because I had been thinking about gaps lately. Spaces between one thing and the next thing. She joked that we should make a t-shirt that says, Mind the Gap, Holden Village Underground. Which really got me thinking. This simple phrase, Mind the Gap, is a warning to train passengers of the gap between the train door and the station platform. It was introduced in 1969 by the London Underground. How many people have ridden this? Have you heard it, Mind the Gap? I've seen you're lucky. I haven't. I've been living in the woods too long. I haven't made it to London. But it sounds effective. It seems a bit scary, though, this gap. I myself wouldn't much like to fall down into the gap. But it is a catchy phrase, mind the gap. I even found a business seminar called Mind the Gap, Increase Productivity and Profit. There again, this gap seems to be a thing to avoid. It can cause inefficiency and lower the profit margin. So are all gaps bad? It's a question I had. And then Chuck gave me an example of a good gap, or a necessary gap. The spark plug gap. Now, I am not a mechanic, but he tried to explain this to me, that there's a gap in the spark plug where the spark arcs across. And something about, let's see, the bigger the spark plug gap, the more air-fuel mixture will come into contact with the spark, and the easier it will be to ignite the air-fuel mixture. Did I get it right, August Carpenter? Or August Kramer, you're the mechanic. More or less, okay. I was nervous. So there seems to be this optimal spark plug gap for the most efficiency, depending on your engine and how you drive your car. Intriguing, a necessary gap. In general, however, I think most of us just don't want to be in a gap, but gaps we are in. So many people that come to Holden Village to volunteer or to visit are living in a gap. The gap between one career and the next career. The gap that is left in our lives in the death of a loved one. When students take off a year from study, that's often called a gap year. There's a few of those at Holden, yeah. The gap between a wedding engagement and the marriage ceremony. The gap between one paycheck and the next. The gap between one opinion and the next. The gap between summer vacation and the first day of school, and the gap between a new teaching job and actually starting to teach. The gap between packing up to move and unpacking to make your new home. The gap of questioning what you may believe or not believe. And at Holden, there's all these gaps between one volunteer person and the next one coming in to fill that volunteer job, continuously overturning gaps. Then there's the one that I've personally spent a lot of time thinking about and have been filled with a little anxiety, the gap between one director team and the next. In fact, Holden is one big gathering of people sharing their gap experience. Since Holden is not a place where people live indefinitely, all of us sitting in this room are in a gap. A gap that we will all be sent forth from with good courage. Maybe these shared gaps are what ignites the Holden engine and keeps it running optimally. Isn't it often in our gap times that we define some clarity of who we are or who we are not, and what life is calling us to do? Yet our personal gap situation can often be daunting and uncomfortable. Again, who really wants to fall down into a gap? Are we all alone in the gap? So this summer's theme was All the Promises of God Are Yes in Christ Jesus. And on the back wall, there's a whole bunch of promises tacked up. This is very handy, because as incoming director, I was very uncomfortable because I didn't have a scripture to go with my Vespers this evening. So I happened to be walking by the wall, and this one jumped off and landed in my hands. Very appropriate, however. This is from Colossians 1, verse 17. Christ himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Amazing, huh? So, worry not. Jesus has already entered the gap. and will not let the gap go flying wide open into oblivion. Jesus is holding it together. Jesus is glue. This is good. Now we sang the hymn, "Lord Jesus, You Shall Be My Song." It was a hymn that we sang a lot this past winter. I think it's very meaningful for a lot of people who are in gap situations. It was meaningful to Paul, Carol, and Tom, and Chuck and I as we were looking at this journey that we were both going on, and one going down the mountain, one staying up the mountain. And I guess I would like to read the fourth verse with just a little alteration of "Lord Jesus, You Shall Be My Song." I fear in the dark and the doubt of my gap, but courage will come with the sound of Your steps by my side. And with all of the family You saved by Your love, we'll sing to Your dawn at the end of our gap. But really, what is the use of a gap? Rich Kemmerer is the person who painted this ceiling. And last week he was on teaching staff, and he did a session on art and spirituality. And he put on the slide, or on the screen, a slide of Michelangelo's Creation of Adam and from the Sistine Chapel ceiling, where the figure of God is reaching out towards Adam, and Adam is reaching towards God, and their fingers are... You recognize that? And he showed a close-up of the hands, and there's actually a gap between the fingers. And yet, you can also see where, at one point, there wasn't. The original first go-around by Michelangelo had the fingers touching. And the story goes, that Richard told, was that Michelangelo heard a hymn that inspired him and took him on a little spiritual journey that made him decide to put a gap there. And for him, that gap was filled by the Holy Spirit. And I really liked that. And it made me feel good to think that way. As we watch today deer people ride east down the mountain, Chuck and I walked west up the valley, and I could feel the gap. My heart was swollen with sadness of change and a little bit of fear. It seems we just don't want gaps. We want fingers to touch. We want life to go from one clarity moment to the next clarity moment, defined. But mind the gap. Mind the gap. God's love is there. The spark of the Holy Spirit is there to ignite our life. Jesus has gone before, and in Him all things hold together. So to close tonight, I would like to sing hymn 650, "In Christ There Is No East or West," 650.
Thank you.
of you know, tomorrow is the first day of school, the Holden Village School, and so we're going to take this opportunity to pray for and bless our students and teachers as they begin the new school year. And so students, as your names are read, I ask you to please come forward, and I've asked them to bring with them their backpacks or book bags, whatever it is that they carry, their homework and their books in, because tonight is the traditional blessing of the book bags. Our students this fall are Espen Diamond, Maya Diamond, Corey Schultz, August Carpenter, August Kramer, Kaylin Carpenter, Casey Schultz, Alicia Nelson. Let us pray. Lord God, a new school year is about to begin. Bless these bags and backpacks, and those, our dear students, who will use them. Be with these students as they learn and grow through this year. Help each of them to discover and to develop their gifts and strengths. And whatever our talents, help us all to do your work when we are kind and caring to others, when we do our very best, when we respect others and ourselves. Thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to stay right here. And now our teachers for this year are Steve Marks and John Sellers. If they would please come forward. We are thankful for the gifts that they bring to their students and to this whole community. And John and Mark, we bless you now in your vocation of teaching. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask your blessings on these teachers of the Holden Village School, Steve and John. Thank you for their gifts and their calling to do one of the most important jobs in the world, to help our children grow and learn. We pray that you would give them patience, wisdom, and a sense of humor in the coming year. Use them to show the children given into their care your love, and to guide them as they grow. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Now would the whole assembly please stand. We are all called to support, encourage, and pray for our students. We are all called to be teachers and learners along with our children, to teach them about God's love, and also to learn what children have to teach us. We bless you now as you support these children. Let us pray. Lord God, bless all gathered here today. Especially bless us as we support, protect, and encourage the children among us. May we all be both teachers and learners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Go in peace to serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.